Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Nearly 7 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area are now under an order to shelter in place for the next 3 weeks. It's the most drastic measure taken in the U.S. so far to slow the spread of coronavirus. And the region's main industry, tech, is also adjusting to this clampdown. Let's bring in Jessica Lesson. She's editor-in-chief of The Information. And Jessica, how is this shelter-in-place order affecting the tech sector? It's supposed to stay in place until at least April 7th.
It was quite a jolt yesterday, so we're only a couple hours into it, and I think everyone's trying to figure it out. You know, for a week or so now, companies out in the Bay Area, Google, Facebook, and many more have moved to work from home, but there are some huge questions about how this is going to affect technology companies, from small startups all the way on up. So, you know, it's pretty widespread, and these companies are enacting that across the country as well. It's very large numbers. I'm personally surprised my internet is holding up so well, among other things. But it's a complete upending of normal business practice, which, of course, we're seeing across other industries as well.
Yeah. You mentioned some of those smaller companies that don't typically have people working from home. How are they handling this? What's the learning curve been like?
I mean, it's a lot of Slack and Zoom, and I would say I was a casual Slack user, and now I'm a very aggressive Slack user. I think technology has given us a lot of tools. There's over Zoom and video conference, even just these like casual happy hour conversations that pop up between venture capitalists and startups and journalists. So there's a lot of creativity, I would say, but we are only in the beginning of this, and I think it's very unclear what it's going to feel like a few weeks from now.
You bring up a good point, though, about some of these technology companies that are actually getting a boost, like Slack, because people are using it more. I'm also thinking about the use of Amazon and other key delivery services and these streaming services like Netflix. Just wondering, it's so hard to say. As you said, we're in the beginning stages, but perhaps this might cement a trend toward e-commerce and that competitive advantage those companies have over these brick-and-mortar businesses.
It's very, very possible. I think the e-commerce companies, and this is true of some of the same-day food delivery and other services that have, you know, are seeing stronger demand, they have really challenging back-end logistics to figure out, too, as they figure out how are their employees going to go to work? What are their delivery schedules? Are they going to modify those schedules? So, for instance, you know, Amazon's same-day delivery service has just seen surging demand in recent weeks and is basically saying we don't have any windows available right now. So I think it's really unclear, you know, how operational they'll be able to be with all that they're managing.
Yeah. And as for those workers who are working from home, I mean, optimistically, eventually they will go back to their offices. But do you think we might actually see, it's kind of a proof of concept, that these companies can maintain sizable portions of their workforce working from home after this is over?
Possibly. Before the virus in the Bay Area, there was a push towards remote work. Who knows what's going to happen to the economic picture here? That was really driven by the high cost of housing in the Bay Area. But with that trend underway, coupled with this, I think we could see some major shifts in realignment in the workforce.
That's Jessica Lesson, editor-in-chief of The Information. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.